Henry Saragi, General Coordinator of La Vía Campesina. Welcome to Free World Radio, Henry.
Yes.
We are here in your country, Henry, in this sixth conference, international conference of La Vía Campesina. What are the most important challenges or objectives that you have as a peasants federation for this conference here?
Yeah, our objective is how La Vía Campesina can making the new vision and strategy, yeah, program to the making for the next 20 years again of the La Vía Campesina, because the when the La Vía Campesina created 20 years ago, yeah, it's different with the situation during at the time. The neoliberal is the growing, yeah, emerge. And now we can see in the era where is the neoliberal, they decrease and decline. It means now time for the La Vía Campesina to reformulate, yeah, to looking what is the position as now different with the before. Yeah, because the situation now is different totally with on 1993.
Yeah, Henry. When you were talking in the press conference before, you mentioned lots of the achievements of La Vía Campesina in those 20 years. Can you mention just the most important ones for you?
The first, the concept of food sovereignty is now Vía Campesina must be confident for this concept, because this concept not just implement by La Vía Campesina as the theme of struggling and in the our daily activity, but in the social movement now. All social movement now acknowledge the food sovereignty, and now in the some the country, yeah, like Venezuela, Bolivia, include Indonesia itself, yeah, although not yet implement totally, but they agree with the food sovereignty. And I think in the FAO itself, yeah, now they are on the transition how to the adopt the food sovereignty concept. And then the second, the agroecology. And all now, of course, the environmentalists, yeah, and consumer agree, yeah, we must shifting the model agriculture from the industrial model, from the green revolution model, to the friendly improvement. It is not just for the shape of the our food, but the for the increasing the livelihood of the producer, farmers, and of course to the shape the our planet, yeah, to cool down the our planet. And then the third about the land issue. We see now the land grabbing, yeah, not just in the south country, but in the north country, not just in developing country, but in developed country. And like country, Japan, Korea, yeah, they thinking now how to making the second agrarian reform. Yeah, I think in Europe itself. Yeah, now people thinking how to develop the agrarian model in the Europe. Because now land is crucial for all the people. It's now not belong to the farmers and not belong to the citizen. Yeah, and now land to be the speculation in the Europe itself, in all over the world. Because that, I think, the issue of the agrarian reform not just for the people in the third country, but in the north country. And the last, I think after 10 years we campaign for the peasant right, now we have success, yeah, in Geneva process. The peasant right has received the resolution to making the peasant right to be the declaration.
Okay, Henry, if I didn't hear wrong, Boaventura said in the press conference that you are 150 organizations or something like this in 70 countries in the world, but you are also giving the welcome to other groups from other countries in this sixth conference. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes. Formally, we will integrate some of the new members, like from Taiwan, yeah, and some others from the Africa, yeah, Europe, yeah, and from the Latin America, any new organization. And beside that, yeah, we have the new, we can say, the partner La Via Campesina, like from Australia, yeah, small farmers, implementalists in there, and from the Arab region. And we hope this conference will decide it, they will can integrate it in La Via Campesina.
Okay, Henry, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And others very important, yeah, the International Operative Secretariat La Via Campesina will move to Africa, yeah. In this period, we will finish two time in here in Jakarta. It means La Via Campesina have experience to making the office is not concentration in one place. Yeah, from Europe we have experience in Latin America since 1996 until 2004. In Indonesia, 2004 until 2013, and in Africa next. And I think it is the new experience for the organization.
Do we already know the country in which will be based La Via Campesina in Africa?
We will announce in the conference, but now we have a candidate preparing for the Zimbabwe.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Henry.
Yes.